City Council voted to defer any talk of asking for the closure of an overdose prevention site in downtown Nanaimo. Ian Thorpe brought a motion to a special council meeting Monday, July 28, asking that City Council request that Island Health close the supervised drug consumption site on Albert Street. He pointed to recent meetings at which citizens have lamented unsafe neighborhoods and city staff have requested more fencing at City Hall, and said the overdose prevention site is a symbol of failed government policy. "The disorder on our streets is the result of failure to come to grips with drug use," he said. "The government experiment of decriminalization and normalization of open drug use and addiction on our streets, quite frankly, in my opinion, has been an abject failure." Though some councillors agreed with parts of Thorpe's argument, none supported his motion in full. Among the most critical was Hillary Eastmuir, who said council hasn't had recent discussion with Island Health about concerns around the overdose prevention site, and suggested Thorpe's motion feels like a vote on harm reduction. "They're doing this work to ensure that less people are being killed by the toxic drugs," she said. "Because we still don't have accessible access to safe supply or to timely treatment or mental health or medical health supports, and we need to be putting the pressure on Island Health and the province to come through with those things before we jump right to, let's close the ops." Paul Manley indicated he's in favor of more drug testing services to reduce the harm of dangerous drugs, and he speculated where people who use the overdose prevention site would go if the facility were to close. "I suspect that the answer would be that they would be sitting at the Italian fountain using, they'd be sitting in front of businesses using, they would be in other locations. Because it's not the ops itself, it is the policy of drug decriminalization that did not come along with addiction services, treatment facilities, housing for people who are addicted," he said. "This problem is much bigger than just this ops." Mayor Leonard Krog noted that council members all know the city doesn't have the jurisdiction to close the overdose prevention site, and he said he regarded Thorpe's motion as a cry on behalf of the citizens of this community, who have been impacted by street disorder related to a mental health, addictions, trauma and brain injury crisis. "It is the crisis of our times. It is absorbing an incredible amount of resources with, and I think that's one thing all of council can agree upon, no significant obvious improvement," the mayor said. Cheryl Armstrong made a motion to defer the motion to a future meeting, either at the council table or at the committee level. Most of council supported the motion, including Aaron Hemmons, who felt the topic should be discussed in a more public forum, and Janice Perino, who wanted to ask Island Health why it wouldn't put overdose prevention services close to a hospital. Tyler Brown and Ben Gesselbrock didn't support deferral. Brown called Thorpe's motion misguided, and said while the topic could benefit from informed discussion at the committee level, it should come up first at an agenda-setting meeting. Gesselbrock said he understands frustration about a lack of progress regarding social disorder, but felt the motion was targeting a last-resort band-aid for a really bad situation, and would have preferred to vote down the motion rather than defer debate. Council voted 6-3 for deferral with Thorpe, Brown and Gesselbrock opposed.